Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save a bunch of money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up, Paul Jones at 20 past this very hour from the Raptors. He's the radio analyst. We'll talk to him about the series, Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. I do have to bring this up again, the Drake thing. So,
it's a shame that this is now, like today at least, taking over the series, right? I mean, that's all the talk was about today, was about this Drake thing. This series is tied 2-2. They're going to a big Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. We don't know what's up with Kawhi.
It's a great series.
All this stuff. And what was all I heard about today was
Drake.
Was this guy on the court last night. That's it. And he accomplished what he set out to do. Get on TV.
Steal the Thunder.
Steal the Thunder. He did it. He made it happen.
I have never seen anything like it where some fan, which is what he is, like, are you going to sit here and try to sell me that he has something to do with the Raptors? Is he their little decoy? Is he their little toy or something? What is he? Like, you're telling me he's on the team or something? He's not a coach. He's not a water boy. What is he? He's just some fan, some rich celebrity, right, who sits in the front row and then decides that he's literally, it's like the guy thinks he's the head coach of the team. I mean, is that not happening? Like, he's walking over and rubbing the shoulders of the coach. I mean, honestly, Nick Nurse, no one's ever heard of him either. But what about this guy? Like, I've never seen anything like that where a fan walks over and touches the coach. Now, obviously, they like him, right? Obviously, he's an institution up there in Toronto, right? He's clearly he's more popular than anybody. Right, he's more popular than that basketball team. Drake's worldwide; he's huge. So he is huge, whether you like it or not. So, but the point is, he's annoying. I mean, how annoying is this guy? Like, he's so—you have to be such a narcissist or so self-absorbed. Honestly, I'm just being straight up here to like do this every night. Like, that's all he ever does. Have you ever seen this guy? He does it at every game. Like, so I'll give him credit. He's at every game. I'll give him credit that he's a huge fan, right? It's impressive. The guy's at every game, whatever, when he's not on tour or whatever, but he's at every game. He's certainly at every big game, right? And then he sits right there and he's like, he's become like a part of the team. He's literally, I'm surprised they don't let him go in the huddle. It is, I think it's like one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in an NBA arena. I've never seen anyone. Tell me, Mafia, have you ever seen anyone get away with it? Name one person that does it. Jack Nicholson doesn't even do this.
Spike Lee doesn't even do this.
He's painful.
He's painful, but he's painful in front of his seat, clapping, doing whatever, talking trash. But he's not walking in front of the scorer's table. He's not massaging the coach.
No, but he does the whole step on the court and get in players' faces thing. He's talked smack to so many players in the NBA, it's not even funny. Spike Lee invented it, and this guy's taking it to a whole new level. Spike Lee still does it. He still talks smack to players. He still does it. And don't you remember Reggie Miller, choke, and everything was Spike Lee?
Right, but he doesn't get to this level where, I mean,
he's
Drake
bad,
was so far down
like
the court
guy.
Yesterday that if it was an assistant coach or the head coach, he'd be getting a tech for being out of the box. Meanwhile, this guy's on the court, not even part of the team.
Budenholzer, the Bucks coach, said, I see it in timeouts, but I don't know any person that's attending the game that isn't a participant in the game as a coach. Like, I'm sorry, a player or a coach that has access to the court. There's certainly no place for fans. And, you know, whatever it is exactly that Drake is for the Raptors, you know, to be on the court, there's boundaries and lines for a reason. And like I said, the league is usually pretty good at being on top of stuff like that, which is a nice way of saying they're letting it happen. He's saying the league's lost their mind here.
Well, the Raptors are obviously letting it happen, and the league's not doing anything to the Raptors, so yeah, they're letting it happen too. They should be fining the Raptors for this stuff.
How about his rep? This guy, Giannis's rep, blasted this guy saying, imagine a gig and an athlete on VIP seats right next to the band stands up on the stage just to show off during the entire game. Knowing cameras are on him, especially and occasionally even massaging the lead singer. Security and the lead singer both allow it. Never seen anything disrespectful as this before. So what he's saying is they let him get away with it, right? But at a concert, if you did this, you would be tackled and thrown out, right? If you walked on stage and kissed the lead singer, you'd be attacked by the security, literally tackled and dragged out by your head. That's what they do. They just tackle you, then they hog tie you and carry you out, and you get arrested. But I understand they're not going to do that to a mammoth, gigantic celebrity like Drake. I mean, this guy, I understand his, you know, he's enormous.
It's not like a regular guy sitting in the front row getting up and massaging the coach's shoulder.
This is one of the biggest rappers in the world, right? So he's very famous, and so they let him get away with it. They let him do it. And I think it's annoying. It's become like part of the game that we have to put up with Drake for 2.5-3 hours, right? It's like the whole night. They always show what Drake's doing in between shots and timeouts, and every time a big play. How about the way he harasses this guy Giannis? He's just screaming at him, like when he's on the line and stuff, making fun of him when he misses. Doing all kinds of air guitar stuff. Like, he's an absolute ass.
I think
the guy's an ass.
He's done this for years. Remember, was it last year with Perkins on the Cleveland bench when he was getting into it with him? Or we've seen this before where, like, he's gotten into it. Players have gone after him.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Obviously, he could care less what anyone thinks of him because he's never stopped doing it. And I got to ask, why is the NBA allowing it? I think it's just the most annoying, painful, irritating sideshow freak show I've ever seen in my life. Like, I don't give two shacks about this guy's rap career. I really don't. I've acknowledged his, you know, enormity. I've acknowledged his fame and, you know, fandom. Fair enough, right? I just do not believe that it's right that they let it happen. Then again, but, you know, you can't – it's no different than another fan screaming at Giannis when he's on the line, or an entire section screaming at him, giving him the finger when he's shooting free throws, really, when you think about it, is it? When one guy does it, he's a celebrity, and he starts screaming at the player every time he misses a shot or whatever, he gets the attention because he's famous. The normal fan wouldn't get that camera attention, wouldn't get that, you know, much airtime. But they keep doing it with this guy. This guy gets more airtime than the game. Have you noticed? It's about Drake now. Every game's about Drake. I think it's just ruined it. It's like, I want to punch him in the face. I don't even want to deal with him anymore. I just want someone to punch him in the face. Just, you know, you need to sit down and shut your mouth. Like, honestly, just be normal. He's so painful, this guy. I don't care what anybody says. You can tell him. I don't give a rat's ass who he is or what. The brothers all love him. Kiss my ass. He's a pain in the ass. Someone needs to beat his ass. It's just so painful. Like, stop already, for Christ's sakes, with the cameras on him. Are these television executives not smart enough to stop showing him? I mean, this is not Mike Krzyzewski's wife in the NCAA tournament when they show her over there suffering through the last minute of a game, right? They show this guy the whole game. I mean, it's Drake TV, is it not? It is so painful. Is anybody behind me on this or not? You're telling me that you like this?
No, I told you last night. What is this guy doing on the court? It's out of control. I can't stand it. The same thing last year with Mavi said with Perkins. It's nonstop with this guy. He's just trying to get himself. I don't know why he feels the need to, because
he doesn't need
he's
to.
He's so massive as it is.
He doesn't need this.
He doesn't need to do it, but he's out.
What are you telling me? This is helping
ridiculous.
His album sales? I just don't believe it.
It's just ridiculous.
I just do not believe that.
You probably saw him on camera last night more than you saw Nick Nurse.
Without a doubt. Are you kidding me? Nick Nurse. I mean, I literally feel like, I'm just being honest, I feel as though he has become the coach of the Raptors. Nick Nurse is not the coach at all. No one cares about Nick Nurse, do they? They don't. All they care about is Drake. He's literally become the face of the organization. That's what I'm realizing right now in this very moment. Drake is the face of the Raptors, not Kawhi Leonard, not Nick Nurse, not Ibaka, not Siakam. It's Drake. Do they have him on the tickets, too? Is his face on the tickets so everyone can buy a ticket to the game and they get to see Drake sitting in the front row?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.